you out there in Radio Land. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 on your radio receiver, WRCT.org on your web receiver. It is 7 o'clock. That means it's time for the radio calendar. Here is what's going on this night. And while normally the Pittsburgh Banjo Club would be rehearsing this evening, because they rehearse pretty much every Wednesday at 8 p.m., you should probably give them a call before heading over there, because, you know, it's one of those, I don't know, something's going on tonight. It's some big deal of some sort. It's hard to keep track. But if you would like to go to the Pittsburgh Banjo Club, perhaps give them a call ahead of time. 412-321-1834 is the way to do that. Other live music happening tonight. It's possible that Dean Cicconi is playing at Telephone tonight, along with X Harlow, Solenis, and St. Christopher, and Lucite Spine. But the flyer says that the show starts at 12 noon, which means it already happened since 12 a.m., which was like math number 19 hours ago. So maybe it's going on tonight. Maybe, but you know. Once again, before venturing out, you may want to do some research. It's confusing. Anyway, tomorrow night again, there's something going on. There's no shows. But on Friday, OPEC, the 10-player version of OPEC, is going to be playing at King Fly, starting at 8 p.m. Not sure exactly what the program is going to be, but well worth checking out, because OPEC. Also happening on Friday, John Worthy will be at the Government Center along with Cody Piper. Oh, I'm sorry. OPEC is on Friday. Cody Piper, John Worthy and Cody Piper is also on Friday. Roger Humphreys and RH Factor are also playing on Friday over at Con Alma. This is going to be one of those well-organized shows, I can tell right now. You could also go over to Bad Sauna on Friday night and catch DJ 7D doing a benefit for Steel City Food Not Bombs. Bad Sauna. Also on Friday, Microwaves, Funerals, Urns, and Uzcost are playing at Brillo Box. Originally, that was going to be Brown Angel instead of Microwaves, but something came up, so now it's Microwaves. Let's see. On Saturday, Absolute Mess will be playing out at the Green Beacon Gallery. They're playing along with Visions Within, Nailed to the Cross, and Two for Flinchin'. The Common Heart will be at Mr. Small's on Saturday, along with guitar Zach and Selecta. On Sunday, Mondrary would be playing at the New Low, along with Guillermo Guillotine, You Should Have Brought Me Flowers, Rung, and Cold Call. So, that's pretty much it for the concert calendar. You know, other things are going on that complicate things. If you, your band, your artistic event, your social engagement, if you'd like to be included in our radio calendar, please send us the details at least 2 weeks in advance. radio-calendar@wrct.org is the place to send that information. While I am speaking at you, I should remind you that you can help protect your family from flu this season by taking three easy steps. First, get yourself and your family a flu shot. It's quick and can protect you all season. Secondly, take everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs like the flu. Cover your cough. Stay home from work or school if you're sick. Wash your hands often. Perhaps consider wearing a mask. Thirdly, there are drugs that can treat flu illness. These work best when started early. You can learn more at cdc.gov/fightflu. And you can learn more about what you're listening to by checking out the playlist at our website, wrct.org. This is a band called 23 Hanging Trees.
We'll be right back. Thank you. This is T. Gordon Liddy. I urge you to tune in to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 on your FM dial. If you don't, I'll break both your legs.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.